This is a dictation for Alan Daskal, A-L-L-A-N. Last name is Daskal, D like Detroit, A-S-K-A-L. Date of birth is 2/20/1962. Date of service is 10/26/2022. Chief complaints are patient is suffering from severe pain, which is affecting his lower back, especially on the right side, and shooting down to the posterior part of the buttock, right buttock and right upper thigh, as well as into the front right leg. In addition, patient suffers from pain in the right elbow and right shoulder as well. Since he was dealing with a lot of casino customers and dealing and injured his right elbow with epicondylitis as a history, he has had a couple shots even in them. History of presenting illness. Patient alleges there was an accident 15 years ago in a motor vehicular accident where he was involved in a head-on collision as a front seat passenger, and it caused a fracture of his right tibia, which was placed in cast. The case is closed, and he won the case at the time. In addition, patient has been working in a casino on the cement floor. He stands all day long in Greek town and deals cards and other things, and it has caused him severe pain. He reports that he has a severe osteoarthritis. And last MRI was done 2 years ago, showing 3 bad discs inside. Nowadays, he's not working, he's retired, but the pains are still continuing. He reports this pain in the right shoulder and elbow has been going on for many years, and the lower back pain shooting down to the right leg is also going on for at least 10 years. Currently, he doesn't do any major work. He just plays the cards and rests. He has a difficult time walking more than a block and sitting and standing for a long time. According to him, these pains are continuous throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching, and they are severe. On a scale of 1 to 10, they are varying from 3 to 9 on a severity. ADLs are reported affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, and improved by pain medications only. They are associated with numbness, tingling, pins and needles of the right leg in the front and L345 nerve distribution, and posteriorly the right buttock and posterior part of the upper thigh is involved in S1-S2 dermatome fashion. Muscle weakness is reported on the right leg as well as right elbow and right shoulder. As to the past investigation, patient has had some MRIs 2 years ago, CT scans prior to that, and we are going to try to obtain them. Past treatment, patient report that he has had some treatment with associates in physical therapy last year in Ann Arbor. He went few times, and then he was also seen at Northville physical therapy last year, and chiropractic treatment he started, but it caused so much pain that he quit. Acupuncture, he was tried 15 years ago. He has a chance for epidural, 2 or 3 epidurals. 2 are done this year, August 22nd and February 22nd, by Dr. Shapiro, L. Shapiro, and also by Dr. Stryker. And he improved on them, and medications were provided. And he also reports of psychiatrist, psychologist, massage has been done also. System review and past medical problems are as follows. In respiratory, sleep apnea, heart disease, he had a heart attack when he was 40 year old. 20 years ago, and he has one stent that was placed 20 years ago, and since then he has been doing very well. He does see his physician, Dr. Murphy, and he has seen him for 10 years. And then in endocrine disease, positive for thyroid disease, he takes thyroxine. And psychiatry patients positive for anxiety, musculoskeletal positive for arthritis. Currently is taking lisinopril 10 milligram for blood pressure, aspirin 81 milligram for blood clotting and heart issues, and thyroxine 100 microgram. For surgical history, positive for stomach surgery on 222 for Laker, Dr. Laker. Allergies, none. Family history, mother is deceased due to being a big smoker and lung cancer. Father is deceased due to the brain aneurysm. Brother, sister, he is not aware of their illnesses. Relationship status, patient is married, lives with his wife. He has one kid, 25-year-old, who lives with him. Employment status, patient is unemployed due to the pain, has retired, and is not on disability. Legal history, patient used to work in a casino. Legal history, there is no attorney on these issues. Personal history, patient does not smoke, drink, or use any recreational drugs. In addition, patient has problem with the sleep, 4-hour sleep. Mood is 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. Self-worth problem, concentration problem are also reported. However, there is no anxiety, depression, homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts. ADLs are affected as follows. The general activity, mood, sleep, enjoyment of life are affected 7. Ability to concentrate and relation to other people is affected 5. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 139 over 83. Pulse is 85. Respiratory rate is 18. Temperature is 98.4. Height 5'9". Weight 235. Pulse ox 99. This is a 60-year-old white male of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious. Sitting comfortably. And hydration is good. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are observed. Patient does not appear to be severely anxious, lethargic, and patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile, independent, without using any adaptive device. Rest of the physical examination will be from the template, including neurological examination and musculoskeletal examination. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection and palpation is normal from the template. Spine tenderness is present at L4, L5 and right sacroiliac joint area. In the paravertebral muscle, spasm is present from L3, 4, 5 bilaterally with 1 or 2 trigger points. 1 plus tenderness, 2 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 68, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 10, hyperextension was painful at 25 degrees. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign negative, Sperling sign negative, Lerner test negative, distraction test negative, Sotol test negative, thoracic spine Bruce test, slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 30 degrees. On the right, contralateral leg rest test is positive bilaterally. Breger test is positive. CAM test positive bilaterally. CAM test is positive. Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint. Right sacroiliac joint is slightly tender with positive Faber test, Gonsalin test. And the standing flexion test, compression test, distraction test was not positive. Tendelberg sign is negative. Extremities examination. Right shoulder, right elbow are positive. Other than that, there is no positive finding. Please use the template to type. In the examination of the right shoulder, it is discovered that the patient points moderate pain at front of the shoulder as well as in the rotator cuff region. It is around 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. He is able to do the abduction up to 130 degrees without any pain, after which patient suffers from some pain. The range of motion is completely normal except abduction is up to 130 degrees. Muscle strength 4x5. On inspection, there is no obvious fracture or dislocation. And on palpation, there is no tender points except the patient is reporting tenderness at the AC joint and the front of the shoulder as well as in the back of the shoulder. Special tests were conducted. Hawkins-Kennedy test was found positive. Near test, speed test positive, anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Drop arm test was negative. The elbow examination was conducted. There is a tenderness on the right elbow. in medial epicondyle and lateral epicondyle both, but olecranon process is not tender. Range of motion of the cervical spine, for the elbow is completely normal. And distally, the grips are pretty good. No signs of carpal tunnel compression test found. Inner sign, phalangeal sign is negative. Diagnosis. In the diagnosis, general. Z79.891, R26.2. PNS M79.2, muscles M60.9, M62.838, ligaments M54.0. Right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Right elbow M25.529, M70.31, M19.01, M75.320, and also medial and lateral epicondylitis. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.1, M99.0, all on the right side. Sprainer ligament M33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is also from template, including the physical therapy. The patient has a minuscule physical therapy in order to have a treatment with laser machine so that the deep-seated pathology can be resolved. Patient is being referred to United Rehab. And the patient is being referred for physical therapy with laser and a chiropractic treatment to start ASAP for at least 2 months to identify a relief through this conservative treatment. The patient is provided following medication, non-narcotic, or naproxen 500 twice a day for 30 days for anti-inflammatory effect. Elevil 50 mg at night for GAD disorder, helping sleep, relieve depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain. Flexeril 10 at night for muscle relaxations. And Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. Narcotic pain medication, Narco 7.5 mg is provided. We have brought it down from what he was using. He has been using oxycodones and narcos, 90 tablets, 220 tablets, and we have reported to him that we are not going to be able to provide him this kind of a prescriptions. And he can go back to his physician. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. An MRI for the lumbar spine is present and it shows that the patient has a herniated disc at L3-4, bulging disc at T11, T12, T12, L1, L4, L5, and L5-S1, anterior listasis at L5-S1, and bilateral neuroforamen narrowing, as well as severe facet hypertrophy throughout. The patient has been advised that he may benefit from epidural injections time 4 to 6, as well as right sacroiliac joint injections time 2, and possibly facet joint injection as well. Those are the procedures being recommended. Surgical options, none yet. Neuropsych evaluation, none. Attended care caseworker, none. Past medical records have been ordered released. Investigations. We are not ordering a new investigation except for MRI of the right elbow that is being ordered to identify, and also for the right shoulder to identify his trauma. And then appropriate treatment can begin. DMEs, patient has been ordered a back brace, education, yes. Follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Patient is being scheduled for a procedure, LESI. Thank you.